We said goodnight to each other almost half an hour ago. We've just been listening to each other try to fall asleep this whole time. Doesn't seem to be happening, huh? Me either. Maybe it'll help if I scooch a little closer to you. Yeah, there we go. Mwah. Much better. Let me be your pillow. Your hair's so soft. I love twirling it with my fingers. You want to hear another dream? Surprised the last one I told you didn't weird you out too much. Let's see what I got. Oh, no, don't worry about it. I love telling you stories. Just having a hard time remembering. Oh, I got one. Close your eyes, it'll help. In this dream, I was in New Orleans. But the city was really different. Usually it's humid and the air smells weird. But in my dream, the air was crystal clear. And all the colors seemed not bright exactly, but just bold, vivid, you know? And there's so many colors in New Orleans. Lots of brick buildings and eroding brick, French architecture, or at least French inspired. And of course, there's art everywhere. Murals, street artists, you name it. It was less stuffy than usual. Breathing felt better. It's like when you get over a cold and suddenly every breath is sort of magical. The whole dream was like that. Even in real life, New Orleans has a lot of plants in it. I guess that's sort of a weird thing to say, but a lot of buildings are covered in vines, and nearly every balcony has a potted plant or two. In my dream, there were even more. Plants covered the streets. There were huge flowers, and you could smell the greenness of it. And you could see little bits of pollen in the air. It was beautiful. I remember it was really silent. Even when people were talking to each other, it had sort of an underwater quality. Like you could read their lips, but everything was in slow motion and didn't really make sense. I was with one of my friends and we were walking up and down the streets looking for a cat. I can't remember why. But that's what we were doing. In the older parts of New Orleans, they have these drains for rainwater that go straight down the middle of all the alleyways. They're carved into the stone. In my dream, they were all filled to the brim with water for all the plants and stuff. It was branching out to them, like aqueducts. Me and my friend were using them as guides through the street, following them, looking for where they started, looking for where they ended. Looking for some cat, I guess. That's all we did. I remember exploring the alleyways and looking at different plants, looking at art. I remember I found this little shrine at the end of an alley. It had a small statue in it of a woman. The plants in the alleyway seemed to grow towards her as if she were the sun. There was a golden crown of flowers on her head, and that, with all the colors of the plants and the pollen and the stars, it lit up the statue as if she were glowing. And then I kept walking down the alleys. Eventually, I had lost track of my friend, and I was following the aqueducts so far that they led me way out of the city. After hours and hours of traveling on an empty road, surrounded by trees and stars, In a crisp, cold wind, I found some ruins. I guess they look kind of Greek. Anyway, the ruins looked like they had been some sort of pavilion before, made out of marble. Now there was just a circle of pillars, some stairs leading to nowhere, what looks like it used to be a stage, and a few flower patches. There was gonna be a wedding held there that night. I waited for a bit, and the guests started arriving. We all filled up the big circle. Everyone was dressed in long golden robes, and a few people had crowns. I don't really remember seeing the bride and the groom, but I remember seeing two silhouettes standing at the top of the stairs. I couldn't see them clearly because they were surrounded by starlight. It looked like star after star was falling from the sky towards them, leaving trails of light back into the heavens. I wish you could have seen it with me. Shh. You don't have to talk. Just go to sleep. Let me play with your hair like this. Oh gosh, I'm so tired. Sweet dreams, my love.